On the Ag Show today, we are speaking with the president of the Canadian Cattlemen's Association, Bob Lowe. We're talking a little bit today about the national beef strategy that, first question for you here, Bob. I understand this is kind of a collaborative effort between the Canadian Cattlemen's and some other agriculture groups around the country, I understand.
It's the National Beef Advisors. It's a group of organizations that came together to kind of set the direction for the beef industry.
And I know you got a number of long-term goals as part of that that we'll get to in a little bit here. First one that I think is particularly noticeable here is protecting the kind of the land and the environment, and you know, making sure that the cows out there that provide the beef, you know, are stay healthy. And do you think that's particularly important with climate change becoming a bit more of a factor in the world?
Absolutely. We've got a, you know, as everybody, we've got an obligation to try and, I guess, try and keep the world and the environment a livable place. So we, as cattle producers, beef producers, and landowners, we have a responsibility to society as a whole.
And another thing that I find noticeable here is talking about sort of health and safety in the, kind of the supply chain out there. And obviously we've seen over the last year or so with the pandemic and whatnot, the importance of, health and safety across various parts of the kind of the beef industry. Do you think, what kind of things are you sort of hoping to accomplish on that front with this strategy?
Well, I think what the actual goal is to reduce on-farm accidents by 1.5% per year till 2030, which is quite a stretch. That's quite a goal. But as employers, you know, the cattle industry is, I believe, the biggest single commodity group in Canada. So if you're talking primary producers, if you're talking packing plant workers, here again, it's kind of responsibility to do everything you can do to keep your employees safe and your family and yourself.
Also, want to talk a little bit today about getting more sort of technologies at farms. I think there's a kind of a sort of a stereotype by some people out there about farmers being kind of older people who aren't that great with technology. But I think that's kind of a misconception out there, that we're seeing a lot more younger people getting involved in the farming industry, and there's a lot more sort of technology involved in what kinds of things can we see with getting more technology involved as part of the beef industry.
You know, an example of that, and I think the farmers in general have been pretty slow to pick up on technology. We have a feeding operation here, a feedlot. And because of our RFID tags, every animal that comes into our feedlot is, I guess for lack of a better word, individualized. And every time that tag passes through the scanner, we have the whole history of that animal comes up on the computer right there. So we know when it was vaccinated last. We know when it had an implant. We know when it was sick. We know what it was treated with, which leads to the saving of a lot of money. Technology's here. It's here to stay. One guy told me a long time ago that the more technology you get, the faster you get more technology. So what my son knows is 100 times more than I know, and what his kid will learn will be 100 times more than he knows. And it's all improves the efficiency of producing food. We've got a responsibility to our customers to produce a high-quality, safe food. And Canadian beef, these goals are stretch goals. They show our commitment to basically leading the world in the production of sustainable beef. Canadians should be pretty proud of what we're doing in agriculture to produce the safest and healthiest food in the world.